Every day is hard, but it's like you say, it's an anniversary and a day that it sort of hits home every month, you know, and it's still as raw as yesterday, you know. It's and as time goes on, we actually as a family find it a lot harder, not easier. And I think, you know, people forget that really. I think they think with time it gets easier, but to us, I think time is a reality that Harry's never coming back. So It is difficult.
What kind of lad was he?
Very funny, very witty, very cheeky, but in a lovable way. I was always the butt of his jokes, if you like, and just every photo you see of Harry, he's got this big beaming smile, and that was generally what he brought to our house. So it's, you know, it's not just like he was any little boy. You know, he's the fun and the love and the humour. He was very sensitive as well, very emotional. So to have that sort of ripped out of your home very suddenly is, it's made a huge impact. And we're a very different family now, very close still, but obviously to have that taken away, it's, you have to relook at everything, which is hard.
And you've got Harry's sister, Danny's in the studio with us. Hiya, Danny, as well. I know you don't want to talk, but she's here just sort of keeping you company, which is fine.
Absolutely.
Just tell us about the rest of the family. Who is there?
There's Harry's sister, obviously, Danny, Harry's brother, Louis, and Harry's dad, Darren. And, you know, but it will always be the five of us. Harry sat at home with us, you know, still the centre of the lounge with all these trophies around him. And still a big part of us, you know, that will never... The one thing that I do say is that they took Harry away from me, but nobody can ever take away that I will always be Harry's mum, and Danny will always be Harry's sister. And brother for Louis and son for Darren as well. So he's still a huge part of our life, and we will always make him a huge part of our life.
You talk about the trophies and things. You know, my sister lost a son who was 21 with a brain tumour not that long ago, and still the little memento, still the little tributes and photos and bits around. Just what bits do you have around it in your home in Sheldon that reminds you of Harry? What little things that say Harry to you?
Everything, all his belongings, you know. We've got a huge painting on the wall that somebody kindly donated to Harry, and he was so chuffed that somebody done a portrait photo of him, which reflected all the very colourful nature that Harry is. It's all very bright. Doesn't match the lounge, but that doesn't matter. So, you know, his big beaming smiles on the wall and photos around. And as I say, you know, we've got a SpongeBob casket on the side, and to some people that might sound doom and gloom, but it's very bright, it's very colourful, and I can't bear the thought of Harry being anywhere else. And and he's surrounded, you know, with his eyeglasses, which was always Harry looking over the top of them, and all of his trophies, you know, that he was very, very proud. That's not why he set out to do what he started with Help Harry Help Others, but very proud of him, and they should always be with him.
And was he a well child? Was he a child who, you know, been fit and healthy, or had he had health problems growing up?
No, Harry was, you know, just like his brother, you know, very average childhood, you know, very healthy. And we just suddenly started to notice that one day he literally was turning his head at a 90-degree angle to read, and obviously knew that something wasn't right with his eyesight. And it took us almost about 8-9 months to finally get a scan, and that revealed that he'd got a brain tumour. But other than that and headaches, Harry was Harry.
And when was he diagnosed?
14th of February 2007, so 4 years ago.
And the fact that as people can, that you can name that day, just, you know, the irony, Valentine's Day. That day is a day that you'll never forget.
No, never. You know, every day is now, we sort of live in the past, you know. My phone is like a diary of photos, you know. I look back at sort of this time last year, it was actually 2 days before his brain surgery. He was in hospital, but, you know, it's hard to look back, and because Harry was very, very well in himself right up until the day of surgery. You know, apart from obviously he was getting the headaches, which is why we rushed him back to hospital and they found out that his tumour was growing. But it makes it for us as a family just so much more harder to comprehend that Harry's gone, because he didn't deteriorate like you would expect most people with cancer too.